Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Philly police looking for a home invader who tied up a family at gunpoint to steal money from them before escaping. Here's KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
It was just before midnight on Saturday when police say a man was sitting on the front porch of his home on Marwood Road near Westford Road in the Alney neighborhood of North Philadelphia. That's when an armed suspect dressed in black pointed a gun at the man and forced him inside the home where his wife and daughter were. Police say the home invader restrained all three of them using zip ties and demanded money. According to investigators, he escorted the father to an upstairs bedroom where he took $1,000 cash. Then he struck the father in the head with his gun before leaving the house. The father suffered head injuries and the daughter has abrasions from the zip ties. Police say the wife was not injured. The three of them were able to free themselves within minutes and call the police. Northeast detectives are investigating the incident and they're combing through footage captured by surveillance cameras at the house. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hospitality workers at two Center City hotels are on the picket line fighting for more pay. KYW's Sheridan Howard spoke with union workers with Unite Here Local 274 outside the Sheraton on 17th and Vine.
The Sheridan Hotel on 17th Street, just a turn off of Vine Street, has been a union hotel for nearly 45 years. And Unite Here, Local 274, says contract negotiations recently stalled and the decision was made. Katrina Qualls with Unite Here is on the committee that made the call to go on strike.
We've been out of contract since last year, 2024, we expired. I mean, we just recently started negotiating in June, and they have stalled. Some of the basic things that we're asking for that don't even involve money, they're not willing to give us until 2028, which is an insult because that's not even about money.
Basic things, she says, like respect for management and staffing.
We want our workload reduced only by one room. They are not willing to give us that until 2028, which is something that's free.
Emiliano Rodriguez is also with Local 274 and explained that the union workers are most importantly asking for a fair living wage as inflation tightens its grip.
Cost of living is just crushing our members. The MIT living wage calculator for a single person plus one dependent is like close to $45 an hour right now.
Sharity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And some unusual developments in an off-year election, some that have campaign experts puzzled. Here's KYW's special contributor, Larry Kane.
Some political insiders are scratching their heads. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman voted with the Republicans and against his own party, which supports subsidies to keep the popular Obamacare program alive. This is the latest in Fetterman's move toward the Republican Party. State Democratic Party insiders tell me the party is watching Fetterman closely and believes he might try and switch parties. He has said no, but voting against Obamacare is risky business. We try to get him for a reaction, but as many reporters will tell you statewide, connecting with the senator is difficult. Then there's the New Jersey governor's election. Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli are talking the talk, but both candidates are not spending enough time in South Jersey. Cittarelli came close to defeating Governor Murphy 4 years ago, but he failed to capitalize on his running mate Diane Allen's popularity in Central and South Jersey. Both candidates should spend more time in the South Jersey counties. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.